is the center of, they are the engine of the house. But then in the holy month of Ramadan, everything becomes so much more highlighted, so much more exaggerated. Like they spend too much of hours at the kitchen, doing a lot of stuff, going through too much of troubles, let's say, because they have to handle a lot of things at the same time. And then you could understand that concept of the engine of the house.
Whenever I think of this, whenever I see my mom just handling a lot of things at home, I just, I feel a power in her, a special power that is just like given to her in a very imaginative way from God. You know, I feel like Allah himself gives this power to all women in this holy month. And it's like they're empowered to act differently, to live differently. Waking up at like 3, preparing food, bringing, I don't know, food for the children, waking the others up, even wash the dishes at that time.
Oh, yeah.
And like, even this sleeplessness is not affecting our mothers. It's not affecting women. There are too many things that can be mentioned over this. Like that devotion that we see in mothers in this special time.
And commitment, of
course. Yeah, exactly. They are defined by these words all the time, but it's like so much shining in the holy month.
Exactly.
Like that devotion that we can see in them, the way they are just acting, the way they are working, those hardships that they are tolerating.
And they work as this driving force for the other member of the family.
Yes.
Like when I see my mother, and how hard she's going through too much of difficulties, and how hard she's working for the blissful moment of her family, I feel like, okay, I'm younger than her, but I do not have as much energy as she's
got.
It's
like they're equipped for these kinds of problems.
And I guess that's about being a mother. As if when a girl becomes a mother, she becomes a Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
She could do everything for the happiness of her children and her family, of course.
Yeah.
So this is just the introduction. We would dig a little bit deeper, but after the break. So stay with us. Aside from being the one who provides all the happiness in the house for her family, there's a lot to a mother's role. Like, they are being the role models for their children, and specifically for the girls, for their daughters.
Yeah, you know, when girls just look at their mothers, when daughters look at the mother who is just who is managing everything, you know? Yeah, you mentioned a very pretty point that they are not just cooking and just doing the household chores.
Exactly.
They are at the same time managing the whole life, both spiritually, like emotionally, and they are being the most supportive person in the world at that time.
Yeah.
And the signs that we are observing, the things that the girls, we as girls, as daughters, we are observing in our mothers as just like a role model that we can't be that person right now, you know?
Exactly.
Even if we kill ourselves, we're never going to be that much devoted.
Yeah.
Like, we cannot have that much resilience in facing problems while our parents are, even fathers, you know? But it is highlighted in women, you know?
Yeah.
Like, because
it has been bestowed upon them.
Yeah.
I guess
yeah.
This is a blessing which has been given to them.
Like, the situations that we can see that mothers are just preparing food for food donation. It's like they're going beyond.
Exactly.
They're not only working for their own home. They are preparing things for iftar. They are preparing even iftar for guests. They invite a lot of people to their houses. At the same time, we have a lot of food donation. A very beautiful picture.
And the painter is your mother.
Yeah, exactly. It's a dream world. And the main actor of that picture, the main person is mother.
Exactly.
Like everything is being beautiful with her, with her presence.
So you mentioned it pretty beautifully, like the process of donation, that process that the mothers go through cooking foods for the other people, whether it be for guests or they just spread food to the poor people. Like, she's doing this, and by doing this, she actually is teaching her children how to be and how to treat other people, not just being so much engaged with your own personal issues. Try to think about the community, trying to think about your
community. Yeah,
exactly.
It's like the atmosphere of this month somehow changes even in the community, in the society, by the presence of mothers.
Exactly.
Like, they are having their impact both on their own family and on the community at the same time.
Exactly. And they're teaching their daughters how to be in the immediate future, of course. And I'm just telling you that as girls, everything that we remember is either from our mother or from our father. But the things that we learn from our mothers are different. Like, just as you said, there are some pictures that we have in our mind, and the painter behind these pictures are just our mothers. Like, the things we learn out there are the things that come directly from mothers. If I want to just bring up a personal experience, I would say that I remember that when I was a child, a little girl actually, at the age of 5 or 6 or somehow, I remember that I was so sleepless, and then I was just sitting beside my mom, and she used to take me to the holy shrine. Now, just imagine, as a child, I was so tired, but I tried to just imitate like whatever she's doing. I was tired and I was so sleepy, but looking at her, she gave me that energy to stay awake with her. Now, see, such a thing for a child is very difficult, but only a mother could teach you such a thing.
Without literally teaching you, you know?
Exactly.
They're
just
like practically transferring them.
Yeah, you're looking at her and she becomes the mirror that would reflect you in herself. Everything about praying, about worship, about caring about other people, and these donations just come directly from our mothers. So we owe them big, I guess.
Yeah, you know, the signs and the things that we can learn from our mothers in this holy month are just like countless.
Exactly.
We can name the sacrifice we can learn from them, the way they are sacrificing themselves, their wealth, everything. Like, they are teaching us how to forget about ourselves sometimes. And sometimes try to look wider, look at the outside circle, look at the community, look at the society.
So let's go for a short break and then we'll be back.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Welcome back. You're listening to Muslim Lady, and in here we're talking about the role of mothers, and there's a lot to their role and whatever they're doing to us, whatever they're teaching us. But then we're talking about the parts that are so much highlighted out there, and there's no one to deny them, of course. So we're talking about the outline point as much as the time is letting us. So, speaking of the role of mothers, I would say that when you go in a lot of ceremonies that are held out there, and then, you know, these families go out, sometimes they go to the holy shrine, they listen to different lectures, and then they take out their children with themselves. Like, I think back in time, I used to say that, why do they bring their children with themselves? They're so noisy. But then I figured out that what the mothers do by bringing their children to such occasions is to actually teach them.
Yeah, it's like a classroom for children.
Yeah.
They are learning without officially learning. They're looking at their role models and looking at these situations from the outside, like being a child. Like, I totally remember myself in these kinds of iftar sessions. When we were there, I was just like getting confused and at the same time thinking about the situation.
And
that's
learning
unity.
Things.
Yeah, exactly. That unity of seeing all people next to each other, saying prayers, and just ending their day with being with each other and being so kind and nice to each other was making me think of life this way, as I haven't seen this before. Like before Ramadan, we do have some sessions like saying prayers and these stuff and lectures, but it wasn't like this much united. It's like everything gets too much clear for us.
Yeah. So I think it's the mothers who are going to teach us, like, to have this run in our blood. Like when we get older, when we grow older as mothers or as the ones who are going to spread this to the other generations, we come to recognize that unconsciously and subconsciously, we have learned all these stuff from our mothers. Like, she was the one who took me to these lectures, so I'm going to take my daughters into these lectures as well. Like, she was having a lot of food donations, so I'm going to have a lot of food donation. Like, you get what I say? It's just like a thing, a teacher, a kind teacher that is teaching me everything unconsciously.
Yeah, and it's also like the inheritance, you know? They are inheriting.
Yeah, it becomes your heritage, actually, by time.
Yeah, exactly. And that is, I really love this circle, you know. I really feel proud of myself for living in the community, living this religion that is leading me towards having a circle of friendship, a circle of nice things going around to the next generation and to the next.
Yeah, so that's actually nice. Even thinking about it makes you have a lot of motivation and driving force to go further. So, yes, we have to thank all the mothers out there, all the kind engines of the families who make everything go so smoothly. They tire themselves out for everyone not to feel any hardship during this month. So thank you. Thank you for your existence, and thank you for all the beautiful things that you have taught us, all the mothers, all the Muslim ladies out there. Thank you for you being here. So this is all the time that we had for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Oh no, I'm waiting for something. Something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free.
Iranian Radio Global Mission. This is IRIB English Radio.
The all-encompassing Red Sea blockade enacted by Yemen has redefined the geopolitical dynamics. The act of resistance, prompted by Israel's genocide against the people of Gaza, has shaken the Tel Aviv regime's market while dealing a serious blow to the fallacy of American and Israeli invincibility. In this regard, we have taken a look at world media websites and news agencies for further details. Stay tuned for more. Press TV wrote, "It was not long ago when Washington, with its fleet of advanced battleships and aircraft, ensured that its Israeli partners could enjoy free sailing and unfettered access to the world market via the Bab al-Mandab Strait. Now that sense of security is gone forever. In November, Yemen, led by the Ansarullah movement, began targeting ships linked to the US and Israel with an arsenal of advanced homegrown missiles and drones. Yemen asserted that these operations will stop the moment the aggression on Gaza stops and aid is allowed in, which is fulfilling its international duty to prevent the crime of genocide under UN law. The U.S. responded by creating a maritime alliance of dwindling powers and unseasoned militaries to stop the Yemeni military, dubbing the unimpressive operation Prosperity Guardian. Prosperity Guardian fell apart before the first ship sailed. Spain, Italy, France, and Australia rejected specific requests for personnel and warships. Even more pathetically, Estonia decided to send a record-setting one person to assist the U.S. embarrassing task force. The U.S. and the U.K. were left alone to take the lead and carry out aggression on Yemen in retaliation for the blockade imposed on their key ally, the regime in Tel Aviv that lacks legitimacy. The aggression launched jointly by the U.S. and the U.K., coupled with some treacherous Arab regime, assistance from Saudi Arabia, the UAE and Bahrain began early on January 12th. Now, less than 4 months into defending international commerce, the US is backpedaling. It was evident last week when US envoy to Yemen, Tim Lenderking, made this very revealing remark to Reuters. "We favor a diplomatic solution. We know that there is no military solution." Indeed, the United States military solution has failed. Despite bombings of civilian infrastructure and the killing of several Yemeni military personnel, Yemen has been able to effectively continue its blockade throughout the US-led aggression. Not only are Zionist-linked ships targeted with appropriate missiles and drones to prevent access to Bab al-Mandab Strait, but Yemen has made direct hits against U.S. warships as well. U.S. officials are also floating the idea of removing Ansarullah from the State Department's designated list of terrorist groups, as the State Department hopes to use its power over sanctions and the global trade norms to entice Yemen into allowing the return of Zionist commerce. This is a bloody nose to the image of the United States, whose military bases clutter the region with false promises of security for host countries. The United States has lost global support, barely able to pull together a task force of interested countries. Now, it cannot even stop a war-torn country by itself, despite engaging in criminal targeting of civilian infrastructure and ports used to bring in food and aid. The myth of U.S. naval supremacy has been shattered. Furthermore, Yemen's extraordinary bravery is seen, acknowledged, and admired by millions of people around the world who oppose U.S. hegemony. U.S. officials issued a series of warmongering statements leading into Operation Prosperity Guardian, but Yemen has humbled it and proved yet again that the U.S. is nothing but a paper tiger. Yemen survived nearly a decade of U.S.-backed Saudi aggression, which forced conditions such as an acute starvation and disease in many parts of the poorest Arab country. The U.S. State Department removed Ansarullah as a designated terror group in 2021, but retained the label this year as they sought to stop the Yemeni blockade. Yemen has already survived this designation and aggression, and now it is taking it on again in solidarity with the Palestinian cause. Simultaneously, the U.S. is now in a critical spot. The admission that Yemen cannot be stopped militarily begs the question, what can be done to return trade to normal? The impacted route has blocked Israel's third busiest port, the port of Eilat, from conducting any trade. The port has been effectively shut down, with half of its employees being laid off. Eilat has also come under attack, both from Yemeni drones and rockets, as well as ones from the Iraqi resistance. Since the start of the Red Sea blockade, the port has seen an 85% drop in its activity. Shortly after the U.S. plea for diplomacy, Yemeni spokesman Mohammed Ali al-Houthi announced that Yemen is far from done with its resistance operations. He remarked, "From the coast of the Red Sea or from outside it, we can achieve the goals we want in defense of our country and support of Palestine. We still have many military surprises. And there are military operations that we are keeping secret as part of a specific media strategy. The missiles that have been used against U.S.-Israeli vessels, including warships, are advanced, but they are far from Yemen's best. In military parades held throughout the years, and even in some of the weekly Friday rallies in support of Palestine, Yemen has displayed some of its powerful weaponry. Just last month, Ansarullah announced the successful test of a hypersonic missile, something the U.S. does not even have despite much hyped and much advertised military prowess. Yemen's fierce resistance to U.S. threats has top U.S. admirals reassessing their own capabilities. In their own admission, the U.S. has not fought a naval battle of this caliber since the Second World War. The United States must now risk embarrassing itself further and strengthening the image of the axis of resistance or reel in its Zionist partner in crime. Meanwhile, global support for Yemen is surging as the heroic fighters tighten the blockade against U.S. and Israeli-linked ships. Yemen is not interested in diplomacy with genocidal regimes. As Ansarullah leaders have stated time and again, all that needs to happen for the resistance operations to stop is the withdrawal of Zionist regime troops from Gaza, a lasting ceasefire, and the entry of humanitarian aid into Gaza. These demands are clear and firm. Yemen will only double down on its resistance, not falter.
Fiqh or jurisprudence is an Islamic knowledge and is ranked
the Holy Prophet of Islam is the example
of
self-purification is the most significant fact.
Imamat yek asle zendat dar tarikh Islam.
Imamat is a living principle in the history of Islam and Shiism.
This is Ulama Speech, the best selection of the speeches of prominent Shia scholars.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Ulama's Speech. In this episode, we invite you to listen to the English translation of a short Farsi speech by Hujjatul Islam Qarati. Please stay tuned. But why this holy month was called Ramadan? Because it burns away the sins. Also, we read in Hadith says that there is a zakat for everything, and the zakat of the body is fasting. Also, at the end of the holy month of Ramadan, the Muslims have Eid al-Fitr. This Eid is in fact a celebration of our servitude to Allah. No happiness is better than celebration for servitude to Allah. Also, you as a Muslim must pay zakat al-fitriya and share your wealth and money with the needy ones. One of the most important benefits of fasting is sympathizing with the needy. When people fast, both the rich and the poor experience hunger and thirst. Although there are many benefits for body when people fast. The achievements that were fulfilled during the holy month of Ramadan must be kept alive after Ramadan too. This means that the good habits during the holy month of Ramadan must not be left after this holy month is finished. Thank you very much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page, for listening to this episode of the program Ulama's Speech, which was the English translation of a short Farsi speech by Hujjatul Islam Qarati. To find out more about this program, please log on to our website, parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care and goodbye.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
It guides us through life. It has taught us everything. We should learn and appreciate what it gives us.
واقعیت زندگی است.
And try to apply them to our daily lives.
چجوری ممکنه؟
How is it possible?
نزل القرآن يهدي للتي أقوم ويبشر المؤمنين.
از راه قرآن.
By means of Quran.
این خوندن قرآن و تلاوت قرآن قدم اول است برادران من این قدم آخر نیست.
Reading and recitation of the Quran is the first step, brothers, not the last one.
هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين.
It is he who has sent his apostle with the guidance and the religion of truth, that he may make it prevail over all religions, though the polytheists should be averse.
والذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون.
تلاوت قرآن با صوت خوش، با آداب که شیوه خاصی دارد، موسیقی خاصی دارد، روش خاصی دارد، اینها چیزی لازم نیست.
Recitation of the Quran in nice tones should be performed according to particular methods and tones.
اما این کافی نیست.
But it's not enough.
مشکل بزرگ مسلمانان دنیا دوری از قرآن، دوری از قرآن، از قرآن.
Muslims' major problem is losing touch with the Quran. Quran, Quran.
کتاب الله.
Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Part 1.
In the 1990s, a big crime was committed in Southeast Europe, which reminded the world of the Middle Ages. The Bosniaks were killed by other groups in former Yugoslavia because they said no to the formation of Serbia and its independence, and more importantly, because they were Muslims. Genocide was committed against Bosniaks in order to cleanse the Green Continent of Muslims and consign Islam into oblivion forever. But a different fate awaited the Bosniaks. Prior to the arrival of Islam in Bosnia, the Bogomils were united Christians and were resisting the preachers of the Roman Church. In the 11th century, merchants from Khorasan entered this region for business. Their behavior, which was based on their Islamic thought, led to the introduction of Islam in this region, where people accepted the religion and embraced it. This is Sarajevo, the capital city of Bosnia and Herzegovina that shares borders with Serbia and Croatia. Bosnia and Herzegovina is a country which has survived hundreds of years of genocide and has managed to keep Islam alive by itself in Europe. One of the existing Islamic symbols in Sarajevo is a water-drinking place called Sakohone, which is located in an old neighborhood of the city. It is said that a total of 72 such places had been built in Sarajevo in memory of the 72 companions of the third Shia Imam, Imam Hussein, who were martyred during the Battle of Karbala. Currently, one of those places has turned into a cultural symbol of Bosnia and Herzegovina, and its capital city. Sarajevo also has a library which is regarded as a hub of history books on the Balkan Peninsula. The Ghazi Husrev Beg Library, dating back to 500 years ago, has more than 10,000 books and collections of manuscripts in Arabic, Ottoman, and Persian. At midday in the summer, Franz Ferdinand, the heir to the throne of Austro-Hungary, and his wife were shot and killed by a young Serbian man in Sarajevo. The murder ignited the First World War that led to an end to Ottoman rule on Bosnia and put it under Austro-Hungary control. Following the Second World War, the competition between communism and liberalism resulted in the formation of the Federal Republic of Yugoslavia by the Balkan countries, and that marked the beginning of a new era for Muslims in this region. With the collapse of the Soviet Union, the Federal Republic of Yugoslavia witnessed changes as well, and various regions there declared independence. Slavs in Slovenia, Croats in Croatia, and Muslims in Bosnia and Herzegovina. But the formation of a Muslim-majority country that opposed the establishment of a Serbian government was not to the liking of European leaders. A day after a referendum on independence, a plot was hatched that caused the genocide of Muslims in this region. The war made the Bosnian people try to revive their Islamic identity, and they were divided into military battalions to reach their goal and defend Islam and humanity. People in this country have gone through what could have brought an end to their life and left only memories from them. But instead, the same path presented them the beginning of a new life, and the secret behind that was the unity and resistance they had. People in Bosnia give much importance to Islamic rituals. Muslims in this country are especially very enthusiastic about religious festivities such as Eid al-Adha, Eid al-Fitr, and the fasting month of Ramadan.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We open this episode of today's special by His name, Allah's name, and then we say to you Salam, that means peace. So welcome, this is another episode, a new one of this program, today's special from IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran.
Thank you.
Thursday, 2nd of Shawwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 23rd of Farvardin, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 11th of April, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, and the ritual of this program, today's special, we open Allah's book and we listen to verse 114 of chapter Al-Ma'idah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Qala 'Isa ibn Maryam, Allahumma rabbana anzil 'alayna ma'idatan من السماء تكون لنا عيدا لأولنا وآخرنا وآية منك وارزقنا وأنت خير الرازقين.
Said Jesus, the son of Mary, O Allah, our Lord, send down to us a table spread with food from the heaven, to be for us a festival for the first of us and the last of us, and a sign from you. And provide for us, and you are the best of providers.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
All supplications mentioned in the Quran begin with Rabbana, that means, O our Lord. But in this verse, it has begun with two words, O Allah, our Lord. This difference may be for the importance of this miraculous happening and the concerning consequences. To celebrate a festival is a proper action from the point of the Quran, the birth of the friends of Allah. And the mission of the Messenger of Allah is not less than the descent of the table of food from the sky. So we must always learn things from the signs of Allah and His power. What does Eid al-Fitr mean?
Praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
All praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
He is the sustainer and the maintainer of the whole universe.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah.
The word Eid al-Fitr translates as the festival of breaking the fast, marking the end of the month of Ramadan, the month-long fast of Ramadan. This festival is a particularly significant time for Muslims across the globe, enabling families to get together and share the joyous moments. After a month of abstinence and devotion to Allah, the festival allows Muslims to enjoy themselves with what they previously gave up in accordance with the requirements of their faith. Ramadan is a month in which Prophet Muhammad was first blessed with the Holy Quran revelation. During Ramadan, Muslims fast during daylight hours and engage in self-reflection. They also spend their time studying the Quran in order to deepen their spiritual connection with Allah. This month of devotion and reflection is completed with Eid al-Fitr, which is a great opportunity for loved ones to come together and appreciate their blessings.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are going to talk about the philosophy of Eid al-Fitr. Typically, in common practice, Eid might involve hosting parties that may lead to mixed gatherings or neglecting religious commandments or solely engaging in celebrations, whereas in religion, Eid has a strong worship status that encompasses several aspects. A day for the gathering of Muslims and praising Allah, as stated in a narration from Imam Rida alayhi salam, إِنَّمَا جُعْلَ يَوْمُ الْفِطْرِ الْعِيدِ لِيَكُنَ لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ مُجْتَمَعًا يَجْتَمِعُونَ فِيهِ وَيَبْرُزُونَ لِلَّهِ فَيُمَجِّدُونَهُ عَلَى مَا مَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ. Eid al-Fitr was designated as a day of gathering for Muslims to come together and glorify Allah for the grace He bestowed upon them. This narration described Eid al-Fitr as a day for Muslims to gather and praise Allah for His blessings. Second, a day of remembrance of Allah and answering prayers. Eid al-Fitr is a day to remember Allah and not to be spent in the heedlessness and sin. And it is a day to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that He may also remember the individual and answer their prayers. This is derived from a narration by Amir al-Mu'minin Ali ibn Abi Talib stating, أَلَا وَإِنَّ هَذَا الْيَوْمَ يَوْمٌ جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ عِيدًا وَجَعَلَكُمْ لَهُ أَهْلًا فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهُ يَذْكُرُكُمْ وَادْعُوهُ يَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Today is the day that Allah has made an Eid for you and made you worthy of it. So remember Allah so He may remember you and call upon Him so He may answer your prayers.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun shining with light, be like a rose spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special,
be like the earth, humble and wise, be like the rain pouring all your love to every soul.
How can we celebrate Eid in the best possible way? A person should celebrate Eid al-Fitr by keeping in view the lessons learned during the month of Ramadan. All those goals and aims that were achieved during the blessed days of fasting should be made part of one's life. One should remember everyone in their happiness, especially those who are poor and needy. One should not only maintain their previous good deeds, but in fact progress in spiritual development and attain the pleasure of Allah. Today, young and old, men and women have gathered together because this day holds great significance. Islam has decreed the day of Eid as a day of happiness in which Muslims should join together with their loved ones.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I, when I have you, to doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are alive. You guide me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong, and I know where that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life, but you know I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
Eid al-Fitr focusing on charitable acts. At the end of Ramadan, the Muslim month of fasting, families break the fast and celebrate during a three-day festival called Eid al-Fitr. Giving back is a part of celebration. During Ramadan, zakat or giving charity to the less fortunate is an important part of the holiday. These practices are further encouraged on Eid al-Fitr by giving both food and money to underserved communities. Although it is typical in indulge with family, giving to those who cannot indulge is recommended and remains a large part of observing the Muslim faith. When participating in an Eid celebration, it is also common for adults to give children AD or goodwill money as a part of celebrating.
The natural question that's on all of our minds is, how do we keep the spiritual momentum going? I'd like to share with you guys four simple tips that will hopefully enable us to keep that momentum going after the month of Ramadan. In the month of Ramadan, presumably you were reciting one juz' per day. Keep reciting the Holy Quran after the month of Ramadan. When you perform your prayers, after Salat al-Fajr, after Dhuhr, read one verse, read a couple of verses after each prayer. On your way to work, listen to the Holy Quran. If you have a 20-30 minute commute, listen to some verses of the Holy Quran. We don't want to be among those whom the Prophet ﷺ describes as being among those who have abandoned the Holy Quran. In the month of Ramadan, you were waking up for suhoor, you were offering your fajr prayer on time, you knew the time for Salat al-Maghrib to the millisecond. Keep up the prayers and offer them on time. It is narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, when the time of prayer would enter, he would rise up as though he didn't know his companions and his companions did not know him. Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam was once asked, what's the difference between offering prayers on time and offering prayers at a delay time? To which the Imam alayhi salam responds, the difference between praying on time and praying at a later time is similar to the difference between the dunya and the akhirah. Do not restrict the ritual of fasting to the month of Ramadan. We know that the Holy Prophet ﷺ used to fast throughout the year. He used to fast in the month of Rajab, in the month of Sha'ban, and he used to fast a minimum of 3 days out of each month. So make an effort to designate certain days out of the month for fasting. Fasting helps us develop that God consciousness. Maintain that culture of charity even outside of the month of Ramadan. And charity from an Islamic perspective is not only related to money. Giving anything that benefits people is a form of charity. If you have knowledge and you teach someone who is ignorant or uneducated, teaching them is an act of charity. Spending time with someone who feels down, who feels depressed, is an act of charity. The hadith from the Holy Prophet says that the best of people are the ones who are the most beneficial to people. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us all the tawfiq to continue getting closer to Him. Hopefully these four pieces of advice will be useful to you guys and will enable us to keep the momentum of the month of Ramadan continuous throughout the entire year.
Eid Mubarak everyone, and fi amanillah.
Ya Rahman, Ya Razzaq, Ya Ghaffar, Ya Qahhar, Ya Wahhab, Ya Tawwab, Ya Rahim, Ya Aziz, Ya Sami', Ya Basir, Ya Latif, Ya Khabir.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
This is IRIB English Radio. Coming up is the news.
Headlines is really occupation for